We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Mueller report, according to the report that we have received from the Attorney General. President Trump and his campaign cleared of collusion with Russia, but the question of obstruction of justice, that is left up to the Attorney General William Barr to decide.
Barr has already made up his mind. He said he doesn't see any evidence to prosecute. CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy is with us. Stephen, what has been the initial fallout of the Mueller report following the release of Barr's summary?
Well, the reaction from the president has been one to herald what he sees as complete and total vindication and exoneration, even though in Barr's summary letter he makes a point of quoting Mueller to say that the president has not been exonerated, at least when it comes to this question of obstruction of justice. The question about obstruction, as you say, was left to Barr and Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, and those two top leaders of the Justice Department, among themselves, looking at the evidence that Mueller presented, decided not to pursue an obstruction case. The question now is, where does it go from here? And obviously, Democrats in Congress are calling for more about what's behind Mueller's quotation here, that this report does not exonerate the president. We don't know what lies under that. We don't know what's behind it. And Democrats certainly do want to know.
They want to see not just the full Mueller report. They want to see all the underlying evidence. It's going to take the Attorney General a while to go through that report to decide ultimately what can be released. And some of it may never see the light of day.
And the reason for that, Paul, is because so much of it was gathered during grand jury proceedings where apparently, you know, Mueller reports he spoke to approximately 500 witnesses, and many of them came in before the grand jury and gave sworn testimony. The only way for that testimony or anything related to it can be publicly released is if a judge signs an order that allows for it to be released, because grand jury testimony is confidential. So what the Attorney General says he's going to do is go through all of the evidence and then sift through it to determine what can be publicly released and what ought not be publicly released, barring, a judge's consent. And Democrats are going to subpoena as much as they can. They're going to call Bill Barr to testify to explain his decision-making. But when it comes to this question of collusion, this report rather definitively, according to the summary, closes the case, at least from the Justice Department's perspective. There may be other issues having to do with the president's conduct, his business dealings, the foundation. You know, prosecutors in New York State, New York City might have other things they want to look at. But when it comes to this issue that's been hanging over the president for 2 years now, this seems to be the final word, at least when it comes to Russian collusion.
Before we let you go, Stephen, the Washington Post says the president wants an investigation of his critics. He's looking for revenge, perhaps. What do you have on that?
Well, yeah, he said as much yesterday. He said it. He goes, you know, they haven't been looking at the other side. Republicans, for the better part of 2 years, have been saying that the real story here is the collusion that occurred between Christopher Steele and Fusion GPS and the Democratic Committee to dig up this phony dossier, as you might hear the president say it.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News Washington correspondent, on the line with us this morning from the White House. Thanks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.